Welcome to How to Build a Tent. Thank you for listening. My name is Matt Williams. Today we are going to talk about the second part of the business plan that you guys are working on to enter the business plan contest. If you don't know about it, you can check out episode 90 where we get into more details. But basically, the short end of it is, if you submit your business plan by March 31st to me of your business, of an idea you have, or of a corporation you work for, if you submit it to me by March 31st and I pick yours as the winner with the best idea, the best business plan, then you are going to get a swag bag full of HDBT stuff like this very good looking mug and a bunch of other things. And on top of that, you get an interview on this show where we're going to discuss your business plan, discuss your idea, discuss your business, and you're going to get free advertising. I mean, what business doesn't want free advertising? So we've already talked about the market research and how I think that is where you should start to do a market research study and then know your market, know your competitors to see and identify what value you can add with your idea or your product or your expertise. Today is going to be the love chapter, I call it, of the business plan. This is where you are going to want to sell it to whoever is reading it, investors, potential employees, a banker, if you're trying to get a loan. This is where you are going to sell them the passion. You're going to be putting your heart into this section. And this is where we are going to be talking about the opportunity slash problem and the solution and why your product is the solution that no one else has. We're going to get into that. Before we do, we are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. If you go over to temporarycrosspolitic.com, soon to be the Fight Laugh Feast Network or flfnetwork.com, become a member. You can get great benefits like this cool mug. You also get access to content that's coming out every week, just like Toby Sumter's study through Proverbs. Let me tell you, I got a sneak peek into the first two episodes and it was amazing. So if you haven't become a member yet, go over to get great benefits. If you put in HTBT in the memo field when you subscribe, you'll get a really cool HTBT mug for free. And you get tons of other benefits. And more importantly than all of that, and you are coming alongside of us. That's my son in the background, who, by the way, got a shot today and didn't cry. It's a little micro brag for my son. He's a big boy, so he got to listen in on his dad's podcast today. He's only 7 months old. He doesn't even know what a podcast is. What was I saying? Oh, and besides all the benefits you get, you are going to be coming alongside of us and partnering with us as we build this network. You get to be part of what we're doing. You don't have to be in front of a camera. You don't have to do hours and hours of research and show prep. You can just simply support us by becoming a member, coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, simply by becoming a member. And your membership is huge. If you think like, oh, my membership doesn't do much, it is such a great encouragement for us. It helps us financially. And most of all, when you guys are praying for us, that is the biggest blessing that we can have. As you know, we get in confrontations, we get into hot topics of the day, and we definitely need your prayer, not just for ourselves, but that the kingdom of God will be forwarded, advanced, and that we would be taking down the strongholds of the enemy. If you have any questions for me, if you want to find out any more about the business plan, the contest, or a business plan in general, if you want to reach out to me about show topics or anything else, you have questions about your own business, please reach out to me. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Please give me a follow, give me a subscribe. I love seeing you guys and just getting to see your faces on your profiles and just get an idea of who it is that is listening out there, the thousands of you. It's really encouraging to see the numbers grow and you guys sharing the show. I really appreciate it. We live stream it. All that good stuff. You can also email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys. That is why I do the show. It keeps me passionate about doing this and talking about business is because you guys tell me how much it helps you. And that's just a great thing, you know. I love doing that. All right, so we are talking about the opportunity problem solution. And again, this is where it's the love chapter. And that what I mean by that is this is the funnest part for you, or it should be, about your business, because you get to write about what you love, the value that you're bringing, the product that you're passionate about, the reason you wanted to do all the other boring stuff like raise capital and file your business and do tax paperwork and put up with problem employees. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have problem employees because you hire smartly. But you do all the stuff you don't like because you are passionate about this. And what you want to communicate in this section to me, the podcast judge, or to the financier, the investor, or the bank, or an employee that you're trying to bring on to your company, you want to sell them on that passion. You want them to get a feel of it. You know, like you're listening to that song and you just hear someone singing their heart and soul into something, and you identify and you can almost feel their emotions and you come alongside of them. That's what you want to convey and write in this section. The market research section that we did, that is great for someone to know that you're doing your due diligence, to get an understanding of the industry if they're not familiar with it. This is the part where you're going to sell them on your idea. This is where they're going to buy in and know that your product is better than anyone else's for what you are trying to bring value for. It might not be the best product, quote unquote, because you're not going after the high end, but it might be the best product for you to compete on price, or it might be the best service that there is out there because of your expertise and because of your process and because of the things you're thinking through. That's what you want them to go through this and finish reading the section and be like, man, I need to get in on this. I need to invest. I need to empower them with their money. I need to join this company. Why, whatever reason that you have given this to them, this is the section that you're making the sell. This is the section that you are building up and showing them why you have the best company in the niche, in the market that you are going after. So I want to talk about all the different elements that you should be addressing in this section. And before, and you might be thinking, if you're just starting your business plan, you may be thinking, well, how do I come up with something? I want to start a business. I don't know where I should start. I don't know what product I should design. I don't know what service I should offer. I get that question a lot, honestly, because it really takes a certain imagination and creativity to come up with something out of nothing. And a lot of people are hard workers, they're diligent, and it's not that they're dumb or that they, you know, they're not smart or they don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur, but it's just, it's not their cup of tea. And a lot of people come to me and ask me, like, how do I figure out what I should do? I'm passionate, I have the money, I have the resources, I have the time, I want to do something, I want that extra side hustle or you know, started that whole business, how do I decide? And the first thing that you should do is follow your heart. No, I'm just kidding. Don't follow your heart. And actually, I don't love everything Mark Cuban says, because I mean, first of all, he's a Hillary Clinton supporter and you just lose tons of credibility when you support a Democrat. But he does say a lot of good things. And one time I asked him once, I said, what should I do when I'm looking for a business mentor? And he said, be a business mentor to yourself. And that's not really Christian. Like, you know, we should have discipleship relationships. But I kind of just like that attitude too. It's like, if you don't waste your time looking for someone, but start learning from your own mistakes, learning from your own experience. And I think there's some truth to that, but be praying for God to bring people into your life. But don't be like just searching out for them if there's not in your life. Don't worry. Don't feel like you can't be successful without that mentorship. Anyways, that's a total side note I didn't mean to go into whatsoever. But one thing he did say is one of the biggest lies that we can tell ourselves today is that you should do something you're passionate about. And he goes into his experience about how he did things that he wasn't passionate about, but that he was good at. And that is how he made his money. He wanted to be, and I think he talked about how he wanted to be a football player, but he's too small. He wanted to be a basketball player, but his vertical leap was terrible. So what did he do? He went into something that he knew that he could do well, that he could provide value for, and he ended up being a billionaire and being able to buy a basketball team, which I think that's kind of second best. If you can't be an NBA player, why don't you just be an owner? You know, maybe that's for some of you out there who want to be sports athletes, but you don't have what it takes. Go buy a team someday. So my first question is not to follow your heart, not to follow your passions, but where is your experience? Where is your expertise? Where do you see value? Like, you may be even someone who doesn't have a lot of work experience. You're in your teenage years, you're younger, you're in school still, but you do have experience in hobbies and things you enjoy and things you like that you spend your time on. Maybe it's sports, maybe it's board games, maybe it's, you know, music. Look for those things that you're familiar with, the industry you're familiar with, and start thinking of things that you would like to see done, or it would be easier if this could just do this, this product could do this certain feature, or if someone could provide this service. Maybe it's teaching, maybe it's coaching, maybe it's cleaning instruments, if it's music. Just start thinking about the areas that you have experience in, work or volunteer or hobbies, and start thinking of what, how you can make it better. And that is a great place to start. And that's where you're gonna be successful, because a lot of things go into making a business, but one of the most important things is knowing your industry, knowing your customer, and having expertise. And if you can just start with what you already know and what you're already an expert in, you're gonna have a nice step forward in the game. Now, some of the things that I want you to be thinking about and writing in your business plan for this opportunity solution section is, what market can you reach? And this should tie in, again, this should be flowing from your market research. And this is where you are talking about your solution, that you're talking about your product, why it fits, why there's a market for it, what you're solving for. You want to be, again, convincing people that this is the best product. It's the best quality, it's the best fit. No other product does this, and this is why people are gonna want it. Also, make this feel like a story where you're talking to people and you're building it up to the climax of the story, and you want to be delivering and being passionate and using words that imply emotion. And you need to be talking about why your product's better, what is different from other products, what's your differentiating factors, any competitive advantages that you have. You want to be laying it all out here. And another thing to think about is, although sometimes you might be a little worried about if you are like giving someone their secrets, or if you're like giving away insider information and you want people to sign an NDA, or you're worried that people are going to read your plan and take it. And sometimes people are hesitant about this when they give their business plan and their pitch to investors. And that's just such a rookie move. The investors aren't looking like the legitimate investors that are a part of like venture capital firms. They're not looking to steal ideas. They're looking to make you do the work and to give you money to do it. So don't be worried about it. Don't make a big deal about it. If you are talking to a friend or somebody that you don't really know, who's not associated in that world, then maybe you can throw out an NDA. But for the most part, you just need to be selling people on this idea. Don't be holding things back. If it's a specific like manufacturing detail, and maybe in pharmaceuticals where you can't share it, or you just, it's too big of a secret, that like maybe you just like kind of go over it at a high level and you don't get into too many details, and you can talk about it when you're reviewing the business plan with somebody. But you want to be detailed enough where people are going to believe you and not think that you're just BSing them. And then you want to think about, where is the product lifestyle? Maybe you are just adjusting or tweaking or improving upon somebody who just came out with a product. Maybe no one's ever thought of this product before. Or maybe it's at the end of the life cycle where it's been around for a long time. You need to talk about that. You need to talk about why you're going to be successful wherever you are in that life cycle. Why are you deciding to go into it now at this point of the life cycle? And what does that mean for cost, pricing? You want to talk about the quality of the product. You want to talk about where you're positioning the product. If you have any intellectual property or patents or trademarks, you want to be bragging about where you are, what your product is, where it is, what advantages you have. You want to be bragging it. You want to be boasting. You don't want to be shy. You don't want to be humble. You don't want to have this false humility where you're really underselling yourself. This is one of the things too. I think one of the ways that I differentiate confidence versus pride, and this is goes beyond just your business plan, but just you in general. Being confident is knowing who you are in Christ and the abilities that he gave you, and being okay with recognizing where you're weak, but being okay as well with knowing where you're strong. Pride is where you think you are better than you are. And that's the difference. And I really would encourage you to work on your confidence, to be sure of who God made you, and to be okay with not being perfect, but to walk in confidence, to present yourself in confidence, to present your product, your business plan, whatever you're doing, to walk in the confidence that God has given you, that made you, that He has created you for a specific reason, and walk in that. Don't be prideful. Don't think of yourself higher than you ought, but know who you are. And don't undersell yourself, ever. False humility is not a virtue. Humility is. False humility is not. Then, okay, going back, sorry, I'm like on so many different tangents. The R&D plan, you need to be talking about, is there any research and development you're going to be having? What kind of capital do you need? Have you built a prototype? Are you already on your MVP? Are you on your 2.0, 3.0 version? How much money do you need to produce it? How much money do you need to research it? How many new features do you plan on rolling out? What's your product roadmap? That is, what features are coming out in the future and when do you expect them? All of those things, the more details that you can give while selling them and getting them hyped up, the more confidence they're going to have, not just in your product, but in you. When you're selling your business plan for whatever reason it is, like we've talked about, for money, for fundraising, for loans, for people to come work for you, they need to believe in you as much as they believe in your product. So always remember that and always be presenting yourself in that way. How long does it take to build? Are you going to have inventory? Are you going to do just in time? Where are you going to sell your product? Where are you going to sell your service? Is it going to be online? Is it going to be in retail stores? Are you going to be selling business to business? What is the process going to look like? What if something bad happens? What if a catastrophe happens? What if there are customer service issues? What happens? These are all the different things that you need to be thinking about. Your process, your workflow, how the business is going to run, how you're going to produce this product, how you're going to deliver this service. Those are the different things that you want to be thinking about in this section. It's one of the other thing that I want to talk about, and this is kind of a bonus part of this. Well, it's not really a bonus part of this. But this is something that you should have in it, is you're talking about how many employees that you're going to need. Do you need to hire more people? What is your maximum capacity? And do you have economies of scale? Are you going to be able to produce more units with where you're at with your retail space? And are you going to have to expand and get a new factory or new location? Do you need a bigger office? And are you profitable? And how much do you have to produce in units to become profitable if you're not? And then tie that into the financials. And that's where I was kind of thinking of the bonus section, is you want to be able to have these sections flow together. For marketing, you've done the research. You've established that there is a hole to be filled in whatever area that you have expertise in. And this is the product to do this. And this is how we're going to build it. And this is how much we need. And this is how much that goes into it. This is the cost. This is how it works. This is how we build it. This is how we deliver the service. And then start transitioning into or be talking about what the finances are going to be for. Because you're going to have a finance section. Also, you're going to have a management section, at least those two others. And the management section is going to be talking more about who does what in roles and what gaps you need to fill, and we'll get into that. And then there's going to be the executive summary, which really is the last thing to do, but it's the first thing that goes in the business plan. So those are the three other sections we're going to be talking about. If you have any questions about this section or any previous sections, you can give me a shout out or find me, matthowtobuildatent.com, email, or you can find me on social media sites, How to Build a Tent. If you have any questions specifically to your business plan that you're submitting, I will answer and I will help you and answer any questions you have if you are a club member of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. So another benefit of being a member. Also, if you don't have experience, don't think like this contest isn't for you. I said this in episode 90, so if you watched it, you know this. If you don't have any work experience and you're just starting out, you're maybe high school or whatever, don't feel like that's going to be a knock against you. What I will be looking for is if you are filling the gaps. That is, how are you going to overcome your inexperience? And I want to see that in the management section we're coming going to be talking about in a later episode. So please don't be discouraged. I mean, entrepreneurs start at all ages. Don't be afraid. Don't look at your situation and think you can't do it. Just look for ways to improve yourself, to help support yourself, help find people to come alongside of you and fill in those gaps, and you will be successful. All right, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.